Starting the phone right now is author Brad Thor. His new Black Ice novel, his new Scott Harbath book, comes out on Tuesday, July 20th from the fine folks at Atreides. He's on the phone now. Hey, Brad. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're welcome. Now, you know, I've been reading your books for a few years now, and I never asked about an interview before because I figured you're Brad Thor. You don't need to do interviews. He probably doesn't do interviews. So I emailed your PR guy, David, who, by the way, you gush about in the back of your book, David Brown, in your acknowledgments. And I have to give you, I have to agree with you. I've never met the guy, never talked to the guy, but I deal with a lot of PR people, and he's one of the few that always returns emails and lets you know what's what.
Yeah, he's the best. And, you know, I know you've got a wide variety of people that that are fans of yours and that listen to you. You know, the key to success is to surround yourself with people who are really good at what they do and who enjoy doing what they do. And David Brown, my 20-plus years in this industry, is the best PR person I've ever worked with. He's just a good, smart, dedicated guy, very humble, and he gets it done. And that's the kind of people you want on your team.
Does he return your emails like he does to me? Hey, David, can you send me a copy of Black Ice, and does Brad do interviews? Yes and yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's the consummate get-to-the-yes guy. He wants, you know, he wants everybody happy and wants things to be successful. So, yeah, that's pretty much my experience, too.
And you've been with the same book company, Atria, for all of your books, too, which is kind of unheard of for most authors in this business, because usually another book company will come around and maybe try and make you a better offer or something will happen. But you've been with Atria, Simon & Schuster your whole career.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. So I grew up in the Midwest, son of a United States Marine. My mom was a flight attendant for TWA back in the glamour days in the 60s, and we're very loyal. If you take care of us, you know, we're going to take care of you, and I have had lots of offers from other publishing houses. But it's really funny. Before I ever became a writer, Mark, I had a travel television show on public television, coast to coast, back in the late 90s.
Oh, wow.
It was called Traveling Light. And on my honeymoon, my wife and I were on an overnight train in Europe, and we were going from Oktoberfest in Munich to Amsterdam. And I had told my wife, she'd asked me on our honeymoon, what would you regret in your deathbed never having done? And I said, writing a book and getting it published. And she said, okay, when we get home, you're going to start spending 2 hours a day making that dream come true. And I was like, great. Mm-hmm. And we shared one overnight train compartment with a lovely brother and sister from Atlanta, Georgia, who are big fans of my TV show. And I talked books all night long with the sister. And in the morning, she said, you going back after your honeymoon, going to make more TV shows? And I said, I'm actually going to write a novel. And when we went to exchange business cards to stay in touch, she said, by the way, I work at Simon & Schuster, and if you write that novel, I want to read it. If I could help you, we'd love to have you at Simon & Schuster. And I've been with them ever since.
And you've been with your wife ever since.
Amen. I have, both.
Well, speaking of that, I've interviewed a lot of authors over the years, thriller authors, and you know, when I ask, sometimes I read their bios or ask who their influencers are, and a lot of them, you know, mention you. And one in particular is Jack Carr. He told me, I talked to him not too long ago for his last book, that he owes his career to you because you just took the time to reach out to him and give him some advice, and he's forever grateful to you for that.
He's a super guy. I joke with Jack that we both had the same dreams in life. We just had them in – he had it in the right order. I had it in the wrong order. I wanted to be an author and a SEAL. He wanted to be a SEAL, then an author. So it doesn't work now. I'm too old to be a SEAL. You know, I've been an author, but I can't go to that second dream of mine, so I should have done it the way Jack did. Listen, he's a fantastic writer, a great human being, and I really believe that we cannot enjoy the American dream without those willing to protect it. You know, men like Jack wrote a blank check that said, up to and including my life. And so I got to know Jack through a dear, one of my best friends who's a SEAL. And Jack had a book, and he was trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, it's just, you spend a little time with people. So many people were so nice to me when I was coming up, whether it was Vince Flynn and Nelson DeMille, David Morrell, just some just giants in this industry. And a rising tide lifts all boats, Mark. I want everybody reading.
Yeah.
I don't see authors as competition. I see them as colleagues. And so when I stumble across a good one and I can help them out, even if it's, you know, chat on the phone or an introduction somewhere, I'm thrilled to do it.
I like he said, you told him when he sent you his draft, you said, is this the best you can do? And then he went back and did more, and then he resent it back to you. So I think that's great advice.
Do you know where that's from? So That's from an old Henry Kissinger story. So Kissinger had an aide that was preparing a report, I think it was on Vietnam or something like that, and he dropped it on Dr. Kissinger's desk. And the next morning it was back on his desk with a post-it note that says, you can do better than this. So the aide went back and added more citations, more charts and all this kind of stuff, turned it in at the end of the day. Next day came into work and there was another post-it note, you can do better than this. So he revamped it again, this time brought it back and handed it to Dr. Kissinger personally and said, Dr. Kissinger, this is the absolute best I can do. And Henry Kissinger said, okay, well, in that case, I'll read it.
Oh, wow. Your new Black Ice book, your Scott Harvath book, it's book number 20 in the series. It's out on July 20th. And this time around, the first chapter is a thrilling chapter. Scott's in a helicopter. It's starting to go down. We don't know why. We'll learn later why. But then it goes flashbacks a few months. And Scott is actually happy at the beginning of this book, other than that first chapter. We'll put that aside for now. He's having his best summer ever. He's in Oslo. He's got a cottage, a boat, and his beautiful new girlfriend who we met in the last book. Everything's going great for Scott. He's even on vacation or he's away from work. He's even thinking of not going back. And then, Brad, Scott's past comes back to haunt him.
It does. This was a really fun book to write, Mark. And for those who are listening to our conversation and they haven't read me before, I tell people that my novels are like the James Bond movies. You don't need to have ever seen a James Bond movie before walking in the theater and seeing the latest one. So you can pick up my books in any order. Purists like to start at the beginning, The Lions of Lucerne. But if you're new and you want to start with Black Ice, start right there. And I wanted to do something different. I'm constantly, again, it's that Midwesterner, son of a Marine. I'm always trying to top myself. My parents always said, come into work each day as if it's your first day on the job, and it could be your last if you don't give it all you got. So the idea with Black Ice, I always like one of the hallmarks of a Brad Thor thriller is that action starts on page one. So I wanted something really cool, and then I sprinkled a couple of other things in there. But it was funny because I said to myself, oh, gosh, how I'm going to have to address that first chapter by the end of the book, because essentially I was taking the climax and then flashing back a little bit. But the book was fun. I have a lot of friends who are in the special operations community, the intelligence community, people that are in the diplomatic corps, and I like to ask them, what keeps you up at night? And one of the things that consistently came back is how far behind the curve we are in what's going on with Russia and China above the Arctic Circle, of all places. You wouldn't think this is where the new Cold War is happening. And that's Black Ice is about Scott Harvath. Something comes back from his past, and he realizes we've got some real trouble vis-a-vis China and Russia up there and their designs on what they intend to do to the United States. And so I said, okay, how do I wrap a really cool spy thriller around this and bring back Harvath's girlfriend, Solvi Kolstad, who is a Norwegian spy who's just as talented as Harvath is, if not maybe a little bit more. She was a fun character to write. They've got a great relationship, and I have so many female readers as well as male readers. I thought the female readers were going to love her to death, and they do. But, Mark, I have all my male readers saying, you got to give that Solvi Kolstad her own book.
Well, and as the book goes along, I mean, Scott is ready to make a nice romantic dinner, get flowers. It's his last night before he has to go back to work. And like we said before, he sees his past, and that sets up the rest of the book and the Arctic Circle. And, man, have you ever been up to the Arctic Circle?
No, I've gotten close. I've been up pretty high up in Alaska, but not in this part. I've been to Norway, but not this part of Norway. So when I write, Mark, what I like to do, if I can't get to a location, and I could not get up there because that particular part was all shut down due to COVID and everything, I want to talk to people who have operated in those areas, someone who has to pay attention to the details because their lives depend on it. So I was lucky to get plugged in through my network to a couple of people that have been up in that area that have snuck around looking at Russian installations and what the Russians have done. I was stunned to learn that on this small island that Norway controls, that even the Chinese have a little outpost there. Russia's got a consulate, the northernmost consulate in the world. There's a lot of intrigue that happens up there. So it was fun to at least speak to somebody who had operated in that area and could give me good details.
And once again, Scott gets into some perilous situations, which you have to read the book to find out about. Obviously, we know he, you know, I don't think it's a spoiler. He most likely survives. I don't think it's a stretch to say that. But
it's just the condition of my life. Yeah. My kids are addicted to eating, and they like heat in the wintertime. Yeah.
Do you now? This is book 20. Do you have a board or something? Can you remember everything that's happened over the years, so you're not repeating the same type of circle or the same story that's already happened?
So that's a great question. So the plots are the biggest challenge, because I want to get better with every book, and that's one of the nicest things the reviewers say, is they say, you know, gosh, he gets better with each book. You know, even Clancy hadn't done this much, and that kind of a thing. So it's hard for me, but it's a rewarding career because I keep trying to raise the bar. So I'm looking at real-world events. I call what I do faction, where you don't know where the facts end and the fiction begins.
Yeah.
I mean, my job is to give you a great white-knuckle thrill ride. That's what I'm trying to do. But I do keep track of the details. God bless my wife. We have little 3x5 cards in recipe boxes, and she reads each new book, and she has cards for each character. So she can pull a character from a different book and say, okay, this guy did this, this, and this, looks like this, his wife is this person. So we've got a character database, but the plot stuff is all me trying to be new and do things differently and bring people the world in a really entertaining way. I'm not writing a training manual. I want you to enjoy a great thriller. But if you close a Brad Thor novel smarter for having read it, a little bit better informed as to what's happening out there in the world, I think that's the icing on the cake.
Real Spot Book Spy says, masterfully plotted, blazing fast, and filled with the kind of red-hot action his fans have come to expect. Black Ice is another instant classic from Brad Thor, who continues to push the envelope in ways the few before him have ever dared.
It's a nice quote. I got interviewed by him recently for something for the International Thriller Writers Association, and he said, I just don't know how you do it. I don't know how you keep making each one better. And, you know, I've got to credit my parents and my Midwestern upbringing for, you know, you never rest on your laurels. Like I said, you come to work every day as if it's your first day on the job, and you work hard as hell so that you can guarantee it's not your last day.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Nora Roberts has written like 50 Eve Dallas books. Stuart Woods has written like 50 Stone Barrington books. Each time I read one, I'm like, well, this is better than the last one. How do they keep doing it?
You know what's funny? I was on Instagram yesterday, and I saw a quote that I loved, and I saved it to one of my files, and I sent it to my daughter, and it was a quote about perfection. And it said, the key to life, the key to success in life is not perfection. It is being good consistently. And I'm a perfectionist, and that was a great piece of advice to come across, to not strive for the perfect, but to strive to consistently be good. I think it's an important distinction, and I think if you strive to consistently be good, the little tweaks I make here and there, my readers may never, ever notice. I notice when I do it, but you know, nobody's complaining to me saying, Thor, we need more action, we need more this, we need more that. I'm not getting complaints from the readers, so I'm doing a good job, but there is just something inherent in me that just forces me to always want to raise the bar with each book. It makes it fun.
People can follow you at bradthor.com, at Facebook Brad Thor Official, at Twitter Brad Thor, Instagram Real Brad Thor. And I saw on your site, on your Twitter page, are you actually going out on the road for book tours, or are you just doing virtual stuff?
No, because of all the restrictions changing back and forth, we have to do it virtual.
Okay.
Because we didn't want to arrive in a city and then find out, okay, well, no more indoor gatherings.
Yeah.
And then how do I put people in the middle of July in a parking lot with no tent, you know, in Arizona? So, yeah, so it's virtual this year, but that's one of my favorite parts of the job. So hopefully next year we'll all be back together in person and be able to enjoy great book events.
And is there a way for people, if they want to get an autographed copy, that they can email you or go through any of these the bookstores like Murder by the Book or Poison Pen, where they can buy them and you'll sign them, or they'll get a plate?
Yeah, so at bradthor.com, my website, we have a blog post. It's right up on the main page about how to get signed books.
Oh, hey, has anyone ever, 20 books in, have you ever had any interest from Hollywood, any for the rights to the character, the books?
Tons. I say that town, which is filled with so many beautiful people, it's amazing how many frogs I've kissed. But we've gone, we've had scripts written, and then all of a sudden new executives come in at the studio and shake up the slate and all that kind of stuff. We are very close to something right now, which my entertainment attorney is fantastic. He said, Brad, every deal that we did not get to the screen, all that heartache is worth it for the team we've put together now. We have a studio, we have an A-plus director. I mean, if I told you who the producer was, the director was, the writer was, you'd be like, oh my God, I know these are household names, I know every one of them, and they're awesome. So we are just waiting now for the studio to put out their announcement that the deal is complete and who's involved with it. But I'm super excited. So we've got something cooking, and it's like James Bond level. I mean, the budgets and the people involved, it's freaking awesome. It's going to blow everything else away, including our goal is to blow James Bond away. So I'm thrilled.
Yeah, like even Gray Man and Jack Carr's books, they've sold for some big budget stuff too. So there's no reason with the way all these streaming services, content. So it's a good time for authors.
It's the golden age for authors. Yeah, right now it's perfect. So, you know, like I said, the team is unbelievable. It's tough for me not to tell you, Mark, who these people are, because you would lose your mind. I mean, the producer came to me and said, who do you want as the director? I said, anybody? He said, yeah, anybody. And I picked my favorite action director. And he's like, done. Stand by the phone. I'll have him call you. It was amazing.
This happens all the time, and probably next Tuesday the announcements are going to be made. I'm like, damn it, I just talked to Brad last week.
You could have broken news. Yeah, you know, we're just sitting back waiting to hear when the studio's ready to do it, but that's the way it goes until the ink is dry. You know, when you've got all these top-of-the-line or above-the-line people, the director, the producer, everybody has to have their deal in place and signed, and then the studio will make the announcement.
And you want to make sure the check clears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. So, but we're pretty confident with this group in this studio. We are supremely confident of what we've got coming down the pike. We're very excited.
Before I let you go here, Brad, you got another 20 books in you?
Well, I committed to another 4 with Simon & Schuster just recently, so I just signed a new contract. So there's at least 4 in there. And I'd like to bring back my Athena project, my all-female Delta Force team. So I'm looking at, is that something I can do 2 books in a year, a Harveth book and an Athena project book? Or might I bring another author on board with me? And I've got a particular one in mind. And so our team here is reading through all of that author's books, because my agent's got to give sprinkle holy water on it and all this kind of stuff. But my goal is to bring more books to the marketplace, because I've got a fan base that wants to read more, so I want to give them more.
Brad, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you today. Black Ice again is out on the 20th of July from Atria. I'm sure David will have you keep you busy for the next few weeks. Hopefully we'll get to talk again next year for the next Scott book.
It would be my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mark.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.